You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte, and on the phone, we're joined by Marinelle Larkin, director of Kentucky's Western Waterland. Marinelle, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
You're quite welcome. Glad to be here.
You know, Marinelle, it's hard to believe that we're talking Labor Day already, but then it's hard to believe kids are back in school today as well. So, the 38th annual Labor Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Festival is one of Kentucky's Western Waterland's biggest projects. Tell us about it.
Well, we just got named last week to the 2013 Fall Top 10 Festival and Events in the state. So we're very honored to be, you know, awarded that recognition. We are a regional tourism organization that makes our money through promoting area attractions and events through our membership. But other than membership and advertising, this is our largest fundraiser. And we do this every Labor Day weekend. It's in Grand Rivers, and this is our 38th annual event. We are expecting about 10,000 people. That's what we had a couple of years ago when the sister ships, the Columbus replica ships, the Nina and the Pinta, were in, and they're going to be in this time as well. So we're really, really excited.
Tell me the breadth of crafters you draw upon. It used to be that it was really all Midwest people coming in.
It is generally. They come from the surrounding states, about 7 to 10 different states that represent the bulk of the vendors here. And we only allow handcrafted items and artisans from those people. We don't want anything that you could just go and see marketed, you know, through mass production. We want it to be original handmade items. And so we're really well known for that. And I think that's why our festival has grown so much.
It used to be at Fenton Landing, yeah?
Yes, it did. That was before I became the director here. And the year before I came here, they moved it from Fenton to Grand Rivers. And it seems like it has caused it to really expand and grow because of the closer proximity to the interstate, easier access for visitors to come in and out to the Little Lake Park in Grand Rivers.
Lots of amenities as well available.
Yes.
You mentioned the boost that you received with the presence of the Christopher Columbus ships, the replicas.
Yes.
Have you been aboard those? We're going to be speaking with one of the people involved with the Pinta and the Nina. Have you been aboard?
No. The last time it was here, they were only here like 1 or 2 days, and it was during our festival, and my hands were full. I could not get away to go see them. They're going to be here for a little bit longer this time, so hopefully I can get over there and at least get a view of them, if not get a tour on them.
Yeah, they're going to be at Green Turtle Bay Marina from the 29th of August to September 2nd.
Well, no, they're going to be there longer.
Really?
That's what we were told at first. That was their original plans. Now they are going to be there. They're not going to leave till the morning of the 9th.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it will allow school groups and a lot of the public to be able to, you know, have a little bit extra time.
As I say, we're going to find out more about them, but
yeah.
I understand that the Nina was built without the use of power tools, and it's apparently one of the most historically correct replicas ever built of the Columbus ship. So, Tracy, you're going to have to take Daniel to see these boats.
We went the last time they were in.
No kidding. Were, well, tell me about them.
Well, they're immaculate. They look like they had just been built maybe 5 or 6 years beforehand. Everything was well kept. Everything seemed to be authentic. And, of course, for kids, they just love it.
Could you imagine traveling across the Atlantic in one of them?
I can imagine a pretty miserable time crossing the Atlantic in one of them. I'm a creature of our own comforts, I'm afraid.
Well, Marinelle, with that package and expecting 10,000 people, I'm interested in learning from an announcement earlier this year that Kentucky's Western Waterland is integrally part of bringing just about $500 million into the local economy from tourism.
Well, I don't know that we're the major force behind it, but we sure try to help publicize it and let people know that there is so much to do in our area. We are so fortunate to have the beautiful, the largest, you know, man-made lakes in the United States, and the wonderful land between the lakes that has been preserved for us to use. That is our anchor, you know, within tourism. But we reach 15 counties. We try to cover all 15 counties as equally as we can to let people know what there is to do, where there is to stay, what, you know, where you can go find some good eats and things like that. And so, you know, we want people to know this end of the state is just as beautiful and as there's as many things to do here as there are in the eastern or the northern parts.
Definitely a place for staycations. How do you, is your website your primary activity with respect to spreading the news?
Well, no, but that is, it's growing. Our website is growing. We print a visitor's guide each year. We print about 60,000 of those and send those out to inquiries where people have called us or they have gone to the website or they have just sent in a piece of mail that says, we're interested in getting your visitor's guide. We also print out 95,000 maps, and all these pieces go to the welcome centers throughout the state. They go to the travel shows. We're going to be at the Kentucky State Fair in a couple of weeks. And so we have all different kinds of avenues of getting the word out about Western Kentucky. But, yes, the Internet is growing, and social media is growing, too. So we've got a presence on all of that.
Is there a charge to be included in your pamphlet?
Not to just be mentioned in the visitor's guide, no. If we're aware of an attraction or a place to stay or a marina or a campsite, things like that, no, there's no charge to be mentioned. The only cost is if they want to buy an ad, and you have to be a member of KWW, and it's only offered to our members.
And how much does membership cost?
Okay, well, it varies depending on the number of employees that a business has. And it is based on, like, if you're an individual member, for example, you or I, who did not own a business, wanted to come in and help support KWW, it's $50 a year. If you're a business and you have less than 25 employees, it's only $125 a year. So that's basically $10 a month, to get your message, you know, out to the public here at our office. Of course, the rates go up as the number of employees go up. They range from 25 to 99 employees is $200, and less than 300 but more than 100, 275, and if you've got 300 and more employees, it's 350. So we did a little survey, and we sort of based ours sort of like a lot of the area chambers of commerce do.
Sure. So if the Labor Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Festival in Grand Rivers is your primary fundraiser, what are the others that you put on?
Okay. The secondary fundraiser we have is at our annual dinner. We conduct an auction there. We have a silent auction and a live auction, and we have all kinds of nice donated gifts that come in from members and then from just parties that are interested in seeing us do well and stay in business so we can help spread the word. Because if we can get a lot of things out there and tell people about it, it helps them because we're spending our advertising dollars to do that instead of them having to go print, you know, 60,000 magazines or 60,000 of anything. You know, we're doing it for them. So that's our secondary fundraiser. And then the third would be just our advertising that we have within our visitor's guide, our ad sales, and on our Internet.
Mary Nell, I really appreciate you being with us today. Back to the Arts and Crafts Festival in Grand Rivers, that's the 31st mm-hmm. through the 2nd.
Right.
And it's $1 to walk in and $3 to drive in. Do I have that right?
Yes. If you want to park in the parking lot that's there at the Little Lake Park, within our boundaries. It's $3 per car, and, you know, you can have as many people in the car as, you know, your car will, you know, hold, and we just charge $3 a car. And but if you walk in, if you park outside of the park and walk in, we take a dollar at the gate.
Well, I know it's an event that everyone looks forward to, and I really appreciate your speaking with us today about it.
You're welcome, and try to come if you can and get away and come enjoy yourself. We're hoping the weather's nice.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Marinelle Larkin is Executive Director of Kentucky's Western Waterland.